Hi guys, it's Eric Armagine. I'm here with another review for you, and this is for Ghostwire Tokyo. And this is a PS5 game that came out earlier this year, and I only just got around to playing it. And it is a first-person shooter and first-person adventure game, because you're going to be spending a lot of your time walking around the environment in a slightly open-world setting. And the idea is that you're a young man named Akito who got into a car accident and died, but his life was spared because another person named KK, who was a ghost hunter, decided to possess his body because he's currently only a spirit at the moment, because you'll find out later that he failed in his attempt to stop an evil dude who you're going to go after, and so you work together to stop this guy. Anyways, his life was saved basically by that, but now they have to be tethered together. But, because of your little, partnership, Akito can use, the abilities of KK as a ghost hunter, so he can use different types of elemental shots that are basically like the spirit gun, but it's a wind shot, like from Yu Yu Hakusho. You shoot out of that, or you can use water attacks to do widespread attacks, or you can use fire to pierce enemies, or you can charge those up to do even wider area effects attacks. But for the wind attack, you can shoot more of them. And for the fire, the one though, it turns into a grenade basically. So you go around solving various side quests to help out spirits so they can pass on by purging and exorcising evil spirits or defeating what are called visitors, which aren't necessarily ghosts, but like they're beings from the other side of existence where the dead usually do reside. But they kind of look freaky, but a lot of them kind of are formless. They kind of just imitate like things in real life, and they end up looking like kind of like people, but either they're missing their heads or they have no face, and they carry an umbrella, or they'll have a weapon with them, like a hatchet or whatever, or a giant club, or they'll just use their fists. And those are the big strong guys that usually have money, but and then you can use money to find Nekomata in certain stores to buy different equipment. And there's a level up system with a skill based progression system where every so many spirits are a completely different type of thing in this game. But you'll spend your skill points you get from getting level ups and picking up certain items to unlock different abilities to make yourself stronger in certain areas. Like, you can use more wind shots when you do wind shot when you charge an attack, or you can make the charge time quicker, or you can glide across the ground to reach further locations when you climb up walls and stuff like that, because there are a lot of stuff that's on top of rooftops and stuff like that that you're going to eventually do. And that's pretty straightforward stuff. And the story between Akio and what he was doing and what KK wants to do, and his quest to fight the big bad, has personal tales in it. And That stuff's interesting, and there are two audio tracks. I played in Japanese because I thought it would be more appropriate with being a Japanese setting, and previewing the English dub. While it's not bad, it's serviceable, and it's good for people who don't want to listen to the Japanese audio, because their brain's just wired like that, where they'll just prefer the English language, or just any language that they are just more accustomed to, compared to Japanese. But it's not really my thing, that's why I didn't do it, but you do. The story is serviceable, but it is a fun experience, but it is kind of marred by a couple performance issues, which still haven't been fixed. And I'm not sure they ever will be, because I don't know what's causing it, but I feel like maybe the game just isn't as optimized as it should be. But when you're doing the rooftop thing, and you're looking at a bunch of different spirits that you can pick up, which is another thing I kind of forgot to mention, but you rescue spirits, you can get experience and money, and if you're going for the platinum, you're going to have to rescue all of them. But there are various different things you can do, like side quests to get more, but you have to use these things called Katashiro to store the spirits in and then transmit them across the phone line that KK and his buddy Ed set up, and you can buy more to just hold more spirits at a time. But like I said, if you're soaring across these rooftops trying to look for ones in the air, there are times the game, almost constantly the game will lag and have lag spikes, and the game isn't a solid at 60 FPS because of this, and it's due to poor frame pacing, I'm betting. And that's a big downer. I kind of wish I had played this game with them, potentially fixing these issues, but I have to review it based on what I've played. But other than that, and the serviceable story and voice acting, and doing various yokai related things, I'm going to give this game an 8.5 out of 10. It's worth at least the $30 to $40 range. I paid a little over $50 because of an error I made with purchasing the game online, which led to me getting just the steelbook because I wasn't paying attention. It was late at night. And having to spend more for that, and then the game itself, but it's definitely not worth the price I paid, but I'm gonna try to sell it and get some money back. But if you ever see this game on a sale, either on PSN or Steam, for what I suggested, about $30, then it's probably worth that, or you could rent it from Gamefly or something. That's an option too, but if you're a fan of FPSs and open world games, you might want to give this game a check. But that's all I have for today, so I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.